Hi everyone, it's Mark. I thought, seeing as September kicked off with the Force Friday 2 event, I would share with you an episode of the TSW Kessel Run. The Kessel Run's a daily show we do here at Talk Star Wars that goes out to our supporters. Think of it like the Patreon campaign. And on this episode, I recorded my trip to a local Toys R Us where I met up with some of the locally based Talk Star Wars listeners, some VIPs, some supporters, just a small number of us, because we are kind of a rural little area. And I was also there with Rob from Talk Star Wars. So what you're about to hear is the episode of the Kessel Run that went out on Force Friday morning. It is my trip to Toys R Us, a little conversation in the car park of Toys R Us, and then the debrief afterwards where we compare what we bought. There's quite a lot of excitement there. It did have a Christmassy sort of feel about it. It was very festive indeed. All in all, I think this Force Friday was a massive success. It must be said. I really enjoyed my experience at Toys R Us. The staff there really got into the spirit of it. They were absolutely spectacular. There was a lot of senior managers there. They were all involved. It was very interesting to see people getting into the spirit of it. And they had plenty of stock as well, plenty of stock. There was porgs everywhere. So this is the episode of the Kessel Run that went out on Friday the 1st of September. The audio is a little rough because we were using just mobile equipment to record. So my apologies that it hasn't got the shine of a regular podcast, but this is the Kessel Run. It's podcasting on the run. So that is the raw feeling of that show. Okay, enjoy this brief glimpse at our Force Friday experience, and I will see you on the other side. Hey there, Veeps. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 11, what is the time? 11:31, August 31st. I'm on my way to the Force Friday 2 meetup at the local Toys R Us. It is freezing bloody cold. Just finished the edit of episode 85 of the podcast, which we recorded not so long ago. It was an absolute mess tonight. Stephen was on top of his game and went out of his way to make things as difficult as possible for me. So, yeah, I just finished that edit and I'm just loading whilst I'm out. The YouTube version is loading and I'm on my way now to meet Omer, Joe, Andy Smith, and of course Rob, and hopefully some others up at Toys R Us. So I should only be a few minutes and then I shall be there. So hopefully this will all, hopefully we'll get plenty of chit chat down while we're up there, and it will form a nice Kessel Run for the actual day of Force Friday. It really is chilly, goodness me. So I'm not sure what I'm going to get, or if I'm going to get anything tonight, but I'm kind of a bit partial to that Hera, and I like the 6-inch Luke and Rey figures too, so I don't know, I may go home with a bag full of goodies, and I've just got every green light on the roundabout. That hardly ever happens. Oh yeah, that's right, speed traps along here. So yeah, this is going to be a nice little meet-up, I think, tonight. It's not something that we get to do all that often, because we're spread quite far apart as a group. And it's a shame, because I know Mark from Leeds would love to have come down tonight. And Adam said that he would do it too. Maybe next time. I'm sure we can do this again sometime soon. Right,
right on top of Toys R Us. It really doesn't take me very long to get here at all. So I don't know how many people are going to be here, how many members of the public are going to be here. I'm just about to pull into the car park, so I'm sure I'm going to see. Everything's lit up. It's actually quite exciting. I think there are quite a few people here, actually. The car park is full. Goodness me. I wonder if it's all staff and hardly any fans. Yeah, actually, there's quite the queue. So this will be interesting. Okay, right. I am going to... Oh, my goodness, it really is. It's heaving. Absolutely heaving. Well, we're not going to be able to buy anything tonight, that's for sure. That's for surezies. Right. Let's just see who's around. There's a stormtrooper. Okay, let's go and see who we can see.
Now, let's do some...
With us, there were eight people.
This is for the Kessel Run.
Oh, okay.
So you can put that on or hold it, whatever you want. What do you...
amazing. If you need a day...
Sorry, I'm still a bit blown away from that gift you just gave me.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been the gatekeeper of that for some time.
Yeah.
Because obviously we haven't had a chance to meet up in quite a while.
No, it's been a while, and it's the O2.
Yeah, it's basically sort of, what, end of May?
Yeah.
And it's now last day of August.
So just to bring you in, this is going out on the Kessel Run. So
yes.
For those who didn't see the live stream, Rob's just given me a t-shirt signed by
most of the Commonwealth. Yeah. I think it didn't get a chance to get to the Rogues, but otherwise it's
stunning. It's just blowing me away a little bit. So we're just standing in a queue, freezing cold.
Yep.
Well,
you're freezing cold, am I?
I'm freezing cold. So there's a cross section represented.
Yeah, we've got a good demographic, ranging from the hirsute to the freezing.
What are you looking to pick up, if anything?
I've got nothing particular in my head. If they got soft porgs, I may be tempted. not in Toys R Us.
Soft porgs.
Yeah, no soft porn in Toys R Us. That's the wrong podcast, and it's also the wrong podcast. It's also a wrong podcast. No, I've got nothing specific, but at the same time, it doesn't mean if I don't see something I really fall in love with that I won't pick it up.
Stuff?
Yeah, possibly some Funko stuff. I mean, I also got paid today, which is usually a recipe for disaster shortly after I go to the toy shop.
Yeah, an event like this after being paid.
I've been working from home this week, so I haven't actually been into Forbidden Planet and stuff, so I've
They've done something tonight as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, yeah. But I mean, obviously, going to London for all that, you know. To hell with that.
Yeah, it's a bit too much aggro.
Yeah, well, I'm not going into London for work, so I'm not doing it for funsies.
You interested in any of the Black Series stuff?
If I find the right figure, yeah, Thrawn, Hera. Possibly Thrawn.
We're
yeah.
at the back of the queue.
Go nicely with my...
That ain't going to happen.
Go nicely on my Krennic.
Yeah.
I haven't even opened that yet. I must do that at some point on the Toy Box Live, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mark Airy very kindly sent me a Krennic from the Black Series, so...
Yes, I knew he'd done that.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me shortly afterwards, but I just didn't have a chance to open it yet. So
no.
I've been saving it.
Get on that. Either live or...
Yeah. Well, everybody loves me when I go live. They love it.
What about a Lego Millennium Falcon? Have you got a big sack of gold?
No, and also I have a very understanding other half, but not quite that understanding.
Yeah. You could make it a coffee table, or perhaps your bed.
It would be a spare room bed, yeah. It would be a job for the spare room, I think, shortly afterwards. She wouldn't find out till the morning, to be fair. She's probably already asleep, but,
yeah.
You know. There you go.
As you get in and you start, what do they call it, knolling it?
Knolling
when
it?
You start, yeah, when you start...
Knolling, yeah. Okay.
Start portioning out your bricks.
Oh, okay.
In a formula so that you can see everything at once.
Ah.
So
yeah.
People do
that
when they
build furniture.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So excited about telling you things that he just wants to beat the crap out of you.
All right, Andy, let's have a look. Are you, Andy Smith?
Hello.
Coveted VIP. What are you looking for, if anything, this evening, or is it just the experience?
I don't know, mate. To be honest, I'm just here.
It's kind of one of those.
I was saying, I might get something, but am I going to regret it in 6 months' time when it's in own bargains for half the price?
Yeah, there is that, but I was on the Toy Box Daily the other day with Mark, and I said my buyer's remorse will go the other way. If I walk past a Hera figure in there and go, nah, and then next week it's the most hunted figure in the UK, I'll be sick.
Yeah, I get that, but then, you know, it just breaks my heart when I went in and I bought the Rebel Pilot Asti a few days ago in B&M for, you know, £4. Is it going to be one of them that I'm going to go spend £30 on a figure and then 2 months down the line I'll get it for quarter the price?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of six, one half dozen the other with that, you know. I went into Asda the other day and I kicked myself for this one. They had the 3.75-inch Black Series for £3 each.
Really?
And I went, oh, I'll leave it for now. I'll come back tomorrow, £15. And I had Lando. And
no,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. And I regret it now. Do you know, but it's one of them, isn't it? You know, what can you do? You just got to go in there and just do whatever you do.
Sorry. Some kids playing with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what I've got to look at now is if I go in there and I buy something great, if I don't, whatever, I'll get it later.
Toys belong on a wall. They don't belong, with children.
This is true.
They should stay in the box.
Yeah.
Also the figures.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So
back in your box, Timmy.
Funko Pops? You're into Funko.
Yeah, I like my Funkos. I'm looking at the pool, but I was just saying on the live that I did before I got here, is it going to be a Jar Jar?
Yeah,
you know, we had all the hype before Phantom Menace. You know, you've seen it in Fanboys with Seth Rogen's back tattoo. He's going to be the bomb, you know, and he's not, and you can't even give the stuff away now. Am I going to buy over 300 pools at the end of next year sitting on my shelf and I can't even give them away?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of them. Is that...
We are going to feel like fools if it turns out to be Jar Jar and we try and get a pool count up every week on the podcast.
Yeah, well, he will make that trophy coveted, won't he?
Yeah. All right, so nothing on your list immediately, but I bet you leave with the most.
No. I've a tight budget this week. I'm taking the daughter to Chessington on Saturday.
It's like a moment in a movie where it just cut to you just coming out. Everything.
Yeah. Giving my keys away from my van. Yeah.
Like a Wonder Years style narration where it's like, little did I know I was about to buy a set in Star Wars that day.
Yeah, 25 years time you're living on the street under a pile of Star Wars toys.
At least that's pork.
That's heaven.
Just running up to me. Do you want a pork?
I can sell tinned pork meat.
The other white meat. I saw someone and did crack me up. Right,
fantastic.
Joe,
yes.
What are you looking for, if anything?
Because
you're no slouch. Sorry.
I'm no clouch. I just contracted the words. I'm no clouch. Sounds tired. Like a sea creature. I just want a pork Funko. I'm very simple. That is literally it. I think a Toys R Us exclusive Kylo Ren in his tie silencer.
Oh, in a tie.
In a tie, yeah, just tie. You know, in a tuxedo. Adam Driver, just, you know, naked.
Was that 3¾? Are you going to try and get a 6-inch scale tie silencer?
They're slightly bigger, I think. The ships.
Okay, pops. That would make sense.
Not by much,
but
the level of like the cyber demon.
Yeah. I tell you, because they look.
I overcompensate for saying that.
I don't know. I think because the TIE silencer looks very expensive, so we'll have to wait and see. I did just get paid, so right. I'm quite happy. But yeah, I think for me, it's just porgs. Just
porgs all the way. Porgs. Is there a Chase Edition porg?
There is.
And
yes.
What's the difference?
It has an open mouth.
It has an open mouth.
Isn't it flopped? Is it like?
No. That porg? See that. That's what. It came up in the group today. And I got, it wasn't pedantic in a horrible way. I was like,
you know, your port switched on.
Yeah, I don't know that much about Funkos, but there was one that was flopped, and it's a Hot Topic exclusive. But it's not the Chase. The Chase is the open mouth one. So I don't know if you can get that Chase here. If you can, it'll be. I think it's like a 1 in 6 chance. So that's not too bad.
But they might have other Chases we know.
Not a retailer exclusive.
Not what I'm aware of. It might just be like a universal one, but I'd have to double check. But right. I know the flocked one. Yeah, I know.
Porg professor.
Oh my god.
Director of porgography.
I like that. I like this. Although that sounds a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
There's going to be a Porg Star t-shirt going into the two public store tomorrow.
Oh, who's the really famous mustached porn star?
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy.
We've sometimes offered the Ron Jeremy guarantee on the podcast.
Ron Jeremy guarantee.
It's something very, very different.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with all that. I'll probably come out just as Andy's going to come out with everything. I'll come out with a flock of. It'll be like Mr. Forbush. It'll be like Mr. Forbush and the penguins, but I'll have porgs.
Yeah.
So,
photograph of porgs. Oh,
just
well, right, 5 minutes
over. Right, we'll give
it
to me.
Yeah. Because if there's anybody that can succinctly talk about something, it's me.
Anything on your list?
Yeah. Again, porgs do look fun. The missus wants a porg, and she's seen. Oh, there's people shouting everywhere.
I'm thinking porg.
Oh no, the missus has seen a porg. What's the sweets?
Oh, Pez.
Pez. Oh, yeah, she loves Pez. She adores. Right. She would eat like a crate of Pez. So if I get her one of them, she'll be really happy.
Awesome.
For me, I don't know. I like my astromech droids. I like my pilots. So stuff like that.
You got a bit of a chopper thing going on.
Yeah, I've got a chopper collection that suddenly built itself up out of absolutely nowhere. Rob got me the popper chop popper.
The chopper popper.
Joe went to Florida and picked me up the droid factory chopper. I've got this slow collection of choppers built up out of nowhere. That was
recording.
A weird pause, yeah.
that'll make sense. In no way.
What about BB-8?
BB-8 looks fun as well,
BB-8, yeah.
I want to look at some of the ships as well, like the new A-Wing, the Silencer. I really like the Starfighters, so that could be. See what they look like. The new A-Wing looks like the old Ralph McQuarrie sketches. I think they're 3¾. I think the figure might be slightly bigger. But it's like the rideable toy. I don't think I'll pick one up. They're quite pricey, and I'll have nowhere really to put it. But just interested in what they look like, because, like I say, the A-Wing looks like the old Ralph McQuarrie, and that's fine by me, because that's what they did with the T-70 X-Wing. It was like the old sketch with the engines slot together and everything like that. So that's so cool if they're going back towards that way. That's what they did with Rebels.
Yeah.
That's all influenced that way, and I love those designs. So I don't know. Just going to see. I'll come out with far more than I should have. Let's see what happens.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Well, perhaps we'll record a bit when we get in there.
Yeah.
When
we
can actually see what's left after all these people, and then we'll perhaps we'll do a debrief after and see where we are. Okay.
See how poor we are.
Yeah. A brief break. £50 later. £50 later, and I've left with two Black Series I'm quite happy with. I got Thrawn and Hera, and didn't win anything in the raffle, but we'll get a bit more of that in a minute. Andy Smith.
Yes.
You swept the ball with the Porgs.
With the Porgs. Oh, yeah, I got three Funkos. Porg, Dirty Luke, and Snoke. Snoke, yeah.
Dirty Luke.
Yeah.
The Dirty Luke.
Yeah. Dirty old Luke.
And there's some Snoke. Good stuff in there.
Beautiful stuff in there. I like the Force Link things. The little figs. They're looking cool. Nice models on them this year.
Yeah.
Compared to some of the stuff I've seen.
This is a 3¾-inch.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Liking the yours are beautiful that you've got. Nice colours on. I did hear everything about the Kylo Ren Black Series with the scar, but you can see it a bit better when you're there. You can see there's a scar on the mark.
Yeah.
So
that's no, I liked them all. If the Black Series were just a little bit more affordable, I'd have probably picked up Ran Luke as well, but
they'd be the ones that are in B&M at some point.
Hopefully, I can just imagine, knowing how much noise was around that Hera 6-inch figure, I can imagine that selling out pretty rapidly. So I think I'm happy that I picked that up. I think it's going to be something that I would regret if I didn't.
I'm regretting it already.
We were waiting up, because they're only letting three at a time up to the wall, weren't they? While we were waiting in the queue, I kept an eye on Hera thinking, don't sell out, don't sell out, don't sell out. So I knew that was a sign that was the one I needed to get.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I saw the Porg of that. That was it. I just wanted to get one. I will regret it in a year's time when they are the Jar Jar. But,
Well, we'll see. I think they look pretty cool. And I love that, the Chewie.
With the little Porg.
The
really
Chewie
cool.
Pop with the little Porg. That was
Chewie.
Awesome.
I can't justify it. I've already got Chewie. So, it's...
Well, that's an extra Porg. You get a
free Porg with every purchase. But I guess that's a bit different for now. And if I can afford it in a week's time, I'll come back and get one.
Free Porg in a pack.
Yeah,
superb. Right, let's get in with the other guys and see. Right.
To begin,
so the winner's corner.
Right.
Omer.
Should we start with me?
Having just won the copy of Phasma this evening on the VIP draw.
Yeah, the other two. So Rob and Joe rubbed me while we were on the way here.
to get a bit of my winner's luck.
Oh, right.
amongst other things.
Because all I bought was a pork pop. Yeah. You know, we got our posters and our T-shirts.
Posters and T-shirts. Posters are well cool, aren't they?
Posters are lovely. There's
the Attack.
The Attack. There are Thai bombers in there.
Yeah.
They've not shown those in any other picture. Obviously, the ships are my thing, right?
Yeah.
We've not seen First Order bombers yet. I've not seen them in any of the promotional pictures, so that's the first I've seen them. I'm going to have a look at what they are. They're pretty cool. They're double podded like the old ones, but they've got the white wings like the First Order.
Mm. And the skirl of the.
Coming in for more?
Are we going in for more?
We saw some people walking.
Oh, okay.
No, just.
No. The other thing on that poster as well is the ATAT scale next to the ATM 6.
I mean, how big is an 88? It's. Wait, I mean, it takes a good 2 seconds for Luke to shimmy up it, right? Yeah. And that's got to be triple the size. If not more.
It's pretty damn big.
Yeah, it's going to do some big bad things.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, all I came away with, I got the pork pop. They didn't have the Pez, unfortunately. But I should imagine that will probably be pretty much everywhere by the by like next week.
That's less collectible and more consumable.
Yeah, absolutely. Literally.
Because yeah, very, very consumable.
Just don't eat the plastic.
But go on then, you two. What have you done?
Joe, what did you win?
I've only gone and won a Black Series Stormtrooper helmet.
It is awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to explain that to Alicia, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
There's podcast evidence. Just download this and play it. You won it. You did not buy it.
Honest, we swear.
And that was the first prize. Four prizes. They had an order that they deemed.
So weird.
We must, and that was first prize.
So very weird. But I also got Oi, West Country there. sorry.
You got a selection of
I got four pops. Yeah, I got, pork. Got my pork. Yeah, got my pork. I got Chewy with a pork.
Oh, you got the Chewy with a pork and a Chewy with a pork.
It was cute. He had to do it. And I got Rey because apparently no one was buying her.
No.
Is that good of me or did I do it for the right... I think
that guy was really good.
Represent.
One guy was really good at talking you around.
He was a good power seller.
He nearly made it by 6-4 figures.
That's fine.
I picked up on that. That's why I gave him a really wide berth.
He was good at his job. Yeah,
he was very good.
Yeah, and then the last one. So I've got Ray.
Snoke.
Not Snoke. What else did I get? Luke. Who looks very cool.
Old man Luke, Dirty Luke.
Hobo Luke. Like, he looks much better than the TFA pop.
Yeah.
He's very sort of...
Yeah, because I had that in there as well on the main section.
And that one looks like Space Jesus.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is kind of like...
A BG.
Yeah, he's got a bit of chic about it. Hobo chic. So I like it. I'm cool. He's got the red crystal on his necklace as well. So
he has. That's more than the Black Series has got. Because he just looked like BG-8, didn't he? That's what we call it.
BG-8.
BG-8.
Yeah, Barry Gibb.
He did look like Barry Gibb, big time. Space Gibb.
Space Gibb.
Rob.
Hello.
The final winner of the evening. So you scored a couple of Black Series.
I did. So I wasn't 100% convinced I was going to spend any money, and then I
spent all of it.
Spent all the money. I bought my Thrawn Black Series, and I also bought a Darth Vader because once
gorgeous.
I saw it, I had to have it.
The Vader is gorgeous.
But I also won a Lego BB-8, which is impressive.
Because it's not a minifigure.
No, this is a full size. What was it retail at? 85.
85 quid.
And I won it.
Nice.
Just off the back of nothing. Just number got pulled, and there you go.
Yeah, and you were what 46.
46. 46.
You
did?
Yeah.
And
I was
45.
So,
ticket 46.
Execute.
Yeah.
I'm pretty made up with that. I got a couple of boosters for Star Wars Destiny because I like the tabletop stuff, but and that's the only stuff they sell really from the tabletop side.
Yeah.
But I haven't already got.
Yeah, they don't have X-Wing or anything.
No,
that's
it.
Yeah. They don't sell that.
Yeah.
Big game like that.
Yeah. But that's my purchases, and I bought a Pepsi Max because I was a bit thirsty.
Was it a Star Wars Pepsi Max?
Completest.
No, sadly not. No.
Did you have to get the Diet Pepsi and the Cherry Pepsi just to complete the set? No.
If they had pictures of them
not
in
yet.
The back.
Yeah. You won't sleep tonight with buyers and all.
That just reminded me, I started collecting the Volvic Star Wars stuff.
I've got one bit at home.
Oh, all right.
Little mini bottles.
Super impressive is how friendly and alert and alive and awake the staff are.
They're
in really good moods. They're all really chipper.
Yeah, they are.
And they've come to work with a bit of a party attitude. That's really cool.
What was really cool actually is there was a lady I was talking to who I didn't know how much of a fan she was. So she said, I'm not really sure what the appeal is of Thrawn. I said, well, I can explain it to you, but your eyes just might glaze over. And she said, no, I'm somewhat of a fan. So I gave her the backstory and stuff. And she was saying that Luke is her, old man Luke is who she wants.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That was a really cool experience. Go away. Oh, Jesus Christ, Rob, what did you bring with you?
Did you bring your entire Emporium?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all out on the test
run. All his gimmicks. I didn't buy Braun Strowman because we couldn't find him.
No, this is good.
I'd say all in tonight's been really... It's been successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be quite as busy
as it was, the queuing up.
Half of me was like, it's going to be rammed because there's only, six stores in the UK doing this?
Yeah,
six stores
are us. It's really
small. Part of me thought it was going to be queuing around the entire car park, but then other half of me was like, yeah, but... Do you think there's anything that... anybody got tonight that won't get tomorrow?
I can't imagine.
Stock was good. I mean, as they were selling out the pork pops, the guy was opening up another box of six.
He was saying they had
the chase.
They had a couple of chases, literally a couple, and they went instantly.
Yeah.
And they knew where they were. Or something
porks
like.
Are going to be the big seller.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, the cute thing.
I think if they're not that great, the movie they're going to get
there. Yeah, there was that hole in the shelf for porks, and that's what got refilled.
I think apparently they only had 12. Chase porgs, and they were all gone by the time we got there.
Yeah.
And
we were 44 and 46, 45.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's
right.
It's only got an open mouth. It's fine.
The lady in there did say they could do this again tomorrow. They got enough stock. They could do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could.
I'm run out of money.
I'm run out of a week.
No, that was. I hope they do it again next year.
It's totally cool.
So I missed the first one, but I was like, yeah, I don't really.
I would do this again. Yeah,
I'd do it again. Not tomorrow.
You were saying also you'd be up for Thursday, right? If they did
Thursday, yeah. Well, yeah, they're the Thor Ragnarok figures that I hadn't even seen have been released, and they're beautiful because all the comics I read and that as well, and they're Black Series quality. Mm-hmm. They're the Marvel Black Series, if you want to call them that. I don't know what they actually grade them as, but they're exactly the same. Yeah, and they'd stand up next to the 6-inch Black figure. They look gorgeous. So we need a Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday, I'll be up for that.
Yeah.
This was excellent considering how little they seem to be invested in this, and how many outlets were getting these toys on the shelves ahead of time. And listening to poor Mark Airy up in Leeds pulling his hair out, he's so frustrated with
everything. He goes in the shelves. Who cares?
And he was going into Toys R Us and saying, "What are you doing for?" And they just turn around and walk away, even acknowledging.
It was almost like seeing all of that. We were kind of led to expect that it would fall flat a little bit,
but and it didn't. It was anything but.
Of some Disney stores, because I was in a Disney store a couple of weeks ago, and I said, "I know you should." They had one Force Awakens like block jigsaw. That was the only Star Wars merchandise. And I said, "Where's all the Star Wars?" And so we cleared out for Force Friday. So any of the Disney stores? This was Lakeside, which is a reasonably big store.
Do you think
any Disney stores doing a Force Friday out?
Blue Water tomorrow are doing events,
but they're not doing midnight.
No, they're not doing midnight. Okay. They're doing events. There's lightsaber battles and things throughout the day. So between 10 and 12, you can do stuff, competitions.
I would imagine from experience of retail and shopping centres, if they don't have to open, they won't because they have to. They cost them so much as a centre.
Yeah, it's not like here. We're in a car park.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
This store, they control all the lights, electricity. Yeah. They can lighten stuff.
But to open something like a shopping centre, you're right.
You have to open up.
And that's where most Disney stores are.
That's it.
And would you really a Disney store kid friendly? Would you really want to open up a high street shop to have 6-year olds queuing outside at midnight? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Because from experience of doing late night launches in shopping centres, they tend to get a lot of approval and stuff, and they have to
like closing a high street for a parade, kind
pretty
of
much.
Thing.
Yeah, you have to sort of shut off.
Saying that, they did have enough time to plan for it if they wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah, since 1977.
First, they should start planning for the next one.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we certainly had a better experience than GXW last year because I remember hearing having my heart
horror stories.
Horror stories.
Is that the unofficial Rogue One?
No, it's the proper Force Friday one.
It wasn't Force Friday, was it? It was Rogue.
Oh, Rogue.
It was Rogue Friday.
Rogue Wednesday, call it. Rogue Wednesday.
that was a washout, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they were really, really cut up about it.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but at the same time, I went in kind of thinking, it might be a bit like that, but no, I was.
It was nice to be organised. So we're handing out Haribo in the queue.
Yeah. Keep the sugar up.
Yeah.
They know their audience as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, although we say that, they didn't have any extra large T-shirts.
No. Well, the free T-shirts were, I need an XL or an XXL preferably, and they had large. Are there any medium Star Wars fans?
No.
The children, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I might just cut the sleeves off and wear it as a poncho.
that was a massive success, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Top,
nice one.
See you next year.
Yeah.
Indeed. Right. Perfect.
Counting.
So there you go. That is Force Friday at Medway Toys R Us. One of the few Toys R Us in the country that did anything. And it was a huge success. That was absolutely brilliant. What a lot of fun. What a lot of fun that was. I think you could hear from the guys how thrilled they were at what they'd bagged this evening. Everyone's a winner. That was good stuff. No, from everything I was expecting, I was really expecting this to be a bust. I was really expecting this to fail because, you know, we'd heard stories about lack of participation and those who were participating didn't really understand the audience, didn't really understand how important it was to fans, and that was not the experience I just had. Toys R Us knew it. I think Omer said it best when he said it was a party atmosphere. It really was a party atmosphere. They knew what they were doing. They had plenty of stock, absolutely loads of stock of everything. I just think it was a roaring success. And I can't wait to do that again. It was absolutely brilliant. A lot of fun. Okay. Right, so that's Force Friday 2 all sorted. We did the main podcast this evening, so that went really well. We gave away prizes. So Omer won the Phasma book, and Reese won the comic books that Andy Smith had donated. So it's been a really good evening. What a fun evening. The podcast is somewhat shorter than a normal episode, I think, this week, because we knew we were running against the clock. And we needed to get up to Toys R Us for this event. So it was, it's about an hour and a half, something like that, Monday's episode. Hopefully you will enjoy it. Right, I'm going to shoot off. I will speak to you tomorrow, unless there's some major news today. And then, of course, I will jump on that and get a bonus episode out. But for now, have a good weekend, everybody. And happy hunting if you go out to find some stuff wherever you are on Force Friday. Have a good one.
Okay, so that was us at Force Friday. It was brilliant. I had a blast. It was lovely to meet Omer. Omer was the only person there I hadn't had a chance to meet before. I'd met Joe at our first Talk Star Wars meetup, which was when we went to Star Wars Identities at the O2, and we saw all the props and costumes and ship models and all sorts of stuff at the O2 when that event was running. So it was nice to see Joe again. It was lovely to meet Omer for the first time, and it's always an absolute pleasure to see my friend Andy Smith, who is one of the most active people in the VIP Facebook group, which is a wonderful group exclusive for our supporters. And they are some great Star Wars minds in there, and a lot of fun to be around those folks in that group. Also, there you heard Rob from Talk Star Wars, and what we mentioned briefly, but we didn't cover in full on this episode, was Rob had a little surprise for me, which was a T-shirt signed by all the hosts of the Star Wars Commonwealth shows, which meant that T-shirt was pretty well travelled as it went around the world, picking up signatures. Just from those wonderful people who wanted to do something for me for my birthday, which was just amazing. So expect to see that framed in this studio on the wall very, very soon. Okay, thanks to everyone that took the time to come out and meet up with us at Force Friday. Thanks to the guys at Toys R Us for putting on such a great event. And thank you to the VIPs and our supporters who make this Kessel Run podcast possible and worthwhile doing. It's a daily podcast, which I do on the run when I'm driving to work or walking the dog. It's just thoughts of the day's news, really. The breaking news in Star Wars as I see it. So it's kind of relaxed, a little bit of fun, sometimes insightful, sometimes not so much. But I do enjoy doing this episode. So if you'd like to benefit from that daily podcast, and you'd like to be a member of that Facebook group and get other perks like being entered into a monthly draw. We gave away a copy of Phasma in this week's draw, along with a couple of vintage Marvel comics, Return of the Jedi comics. And in September, we are planning to give away a Target exclusive Porg Funko Pop. So it's the little Porg with his wings out. And also, I'm going to be giving away my Toys R Us exclusive Force Friday 2 Last Jedi poster that I picked up on Force Friday, which is one of the coolest things, I think, about that event, because it gave us some really exciting insights into the First Order's heavy artillery. So if you'd like to be in with a chance of winning those things, then head to talkstarwars.co.uk/support. Sign up to become a sponsor there, and we'll make you a VIP. You can subscribe for as little as £1 per month with £2 or £3 options, as well as season pass, so you can pay for the full year ahead of time if you so desire. Every penny goes towards helping us support what we do now and expand our programming into the future. We have other shows we want to do, other things we want to do. We want the giveaways to get bigger and better. So everything we can pull in helps us put out more fantastic content. Okay, thank you for joining me for this bonus episode this month. Next week should be the TSW Toy Box with Mark, Rob and Jeremy. But don't forget, you'll find the regular show in iTunes and on Stitcher Radio and at Blog Talk Radio and other places on Monday.